Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to middle of the holiday season, soon approaching the home stretch. And I'd love it if we all could talk about the winter wonderland we have, but where I am, it's been kind of gray and rainy and that kind of thing. But whatever, it's all in our minds and hearts, right? Right. Good things to talk about and good things to let you know about on our program today. And also, we'll have a little visit with Mark Auerbach to tell you about some great holiday entertainment going on. Johnson Memorial Hospital pleased to partner with New England Donor Services to honor and remember those who gave the gift of life through organ and tissue donation. On January 1st, 2024, that's weird to say, isn't it? The Donate Life Rose Parade float, titled Woven Together, The Dance of Life, will include a dedication garden made up of roses with handwritten dedications by hospital presidents across the country, including Johnson's president, Robert Roos. He's the president of Johnson Memorial Hospital, of course, and Mercy Medical Center. As the world's most visible campaign to inspire organ, eye, and tissue donation, the Donate Life Rose Parade float inspires viewers to save and heal more than 1 million people in need of organ and tissue transplants each year. Mayor Sarno and Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan have announced that the significant expansion of Performance Food Group, PFG, is looking to significantly invest and expand their Springfield property, and that's at One Performance Boulevard, 1982 Roosevelt Avenue in the East Springfield neighborhood. Now, this $31 million project will include a 117,000-square-foot expansion of their facility, along with the creation of 350 new, good-paying, full-time jobs. PFG opened their refrigerated warehouses in the area when the formerly named Springfield Food Service Corporation moved from Taylor Street in Springfield to its current location. PFG was founded in 1885 in Richmond, Virginia, and distributes a broad range of food and food-related products nationwide with more than 35,000 associates across the country and more than 560 current associates in its Springfield location. Sorry to say, but time is of the essence to get the Christmas goodies in the mail. The U.S. Postal System is facing huge demand this year, don't they always? And they recommend any standard shipping gifts be sent by this Saturday. If you pay for priority mail, you can wait until the 20th. FedEx's least expensive option is even earlier, with ground shipping due by December 13, and that is, of course, Wednesday today. Prefer UPS? Their standard ground shipping is running at a 3-day turnaround now, but that's not guaranteed unless you pay for it. Amazon has a fleet of trucks, planes, and vans, but if you don't pay for Prime, their shipping deadline is Thursday. Well, Tomato Tomato, the global veg corp headquartered in New York, is issuing a recall for all lots and codes of its 5-pound packages of Aviator brand sun-dried tomato halves. According to Global Veg Corp, the Aviator sun-dried tomato halves may contain undeclared sulfites, which could lead to serious or life-threatening reactions for people who've purchased Aviator brand tomato halves. The recall has been distributed nationwide for the 5-pound vacuum bags, and as of December 8, no injuries or adverse reactions had been reported. A routine sampling of the product by state food inspectors found the sulfite-containing product was distributed in packages that did not reveal the presence of the sulfites. Customers who have the affected items should not eat them, and get them back to the place where you bought them, and get a full refund. Millions of people expected to hit airports and highways in record numbers over the Christmas break. So, when are the busiest times to travel for Christmas? Well, Christmas falls on a Monday this year, so the busiest days to travel on the roadways are Saturday the 23rd and Thursday the 28th. AAA says the best time to drive to your destination is before lunchtime or after 7 p.m. Well, across the nation, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey trended in 10 states, making it the most popular Christmas song. Mariah's Christmas mega hit was the most searched song in both the Northeast and the South. Forbes estimated that Mariah makes a profit of $2.5 million every year from the song. That's from one song. Now, rounding out the most popular songs were Run Rudolph Run, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Jingle Bells, Deck the Halls, and Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad, which ranked number one in at least three states. What about Massachusetts? I give up. What about Massachusetts? And overall in our neck of the woods, shakes out a little differently. In Massachusetts, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, yes, is the most popular song. Including in New Hampshire, additional New England songs include White Christmas in Maine, Wonderful Christmas Time in Vermont, Rhode Island rings in with Christmas Baby Please Come Home, and in Connecticut, All I Want for Christmas is You. Bright Nights at Forest Park continuing to get accolades. For a fourth year, Bright Nights at Forest Park has been recognized by the American Bus Association as one of the best for 2023. Now, according to the American Bus Association, it acknowledges destinations and attractions from the United States and Canada that offer the highest quality of group tour experience and amenities in the motor coach travel and tourism industry. Now, prior to receiving the Best of the Best honors in 2023, 22, and 21, and 20, Bright Nights at Forest Park was recognized by the American Bus Association as one of the top 100 destinations in North America, featuring more than 700,000 lights along a three-mile drive that winds its way through the historic park. Something for us to be very proud of. Tesla recalling nearly all vehicles sold in the U.S., more than 2 million. And they have to update software and fix a defective system that is supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when using autopilot. The recall comes after a two-year investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot partially automated driving system was in use. Some of these crashes, I'm sorry to say, were deadly. The recall covers models Y, S, 3, and X, produced between October 5, 2012, and December 7 of this year. The update was to be sent to certain affected vehicles on Tuesday, with the rest getting them later. Do you have $100,000 waiting for you on a winning Western Mass Lotto ticket that hasn't been claimed? Well, we can check this right after Mark Auerbach's ArtsBeat report. Mark?
The Great Greenfield Dino Fest returns to town for its seventh consecutive year this weekend. Pitti Theater and Pocumtuck Valley Memorial Association engage all ages with our region's stories, blending local history and performance. DinoFest 2023 features Pitti's The Princes of Deerfield screening and reception at the Garden Cinema. For details, ptco.org/dino. Barrington Stage has announced that La Cage aux Folles and Next to Normal, two landmark Tony Award-winning musicals, will be performed in the Berkshires next summer. La Cage aux Folles features Jerry Herman's music and lyrics. Next to Normal, which will be directed by Alan Paul, Barrington Stage's artistic director, is a co-production with the Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland. Tickets will be available in March. For details, barringtonstageco.org. A Celtic Family Christmas with Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy. That is Natalie McMaster, the Canadian folk musician who started playing the fiddle at the age of 9. Natalie is a musician who has toured with various artists and bands and has released a few albums with her husband, Donald Levy. One of Cape Breton's most important experts and a superstar in the Celtic music world, December 17th at the Mahewi in Great Barrington. For details, mahewi.org. Georgiana and Kitty, Christmas at Pemberley, a companion to Miss Bennet and the Wickhams in the world of Pride and Prejudice, based on the characters of Jane Austen, adapted by Lauren Gunderson and Marco Melicon. It's running through December 17th at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. For details, shakespeare.org. The Holiday Cirque combines the Hartford Symphony Pops with the high-flying acrobatic Cirque de la Symphony. It's a feast for the eyes and ears, December 16th at the Bushnell. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. And on Silent Night, Phil Collins' interactive holiday music event comes to Greenfield's Court Square December 17th. It's a participatory sound sculpture, sound art. You bring your phone and tablet and sing along. On Silent Night is touring the country. For details, greenfield.unsilentnight.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Well, thank you, Mark. An unclaimed $100,000 mass cash prize won in the September 30, 2022 drawing is getting close to expiring. The winning ticket was purchased at Joe's Quick Mart, 287 Prospect Street in Cambridge. Mass cash prize winners, you've got 1 year from the date of the drawing to claim your prize. The final day to claim this prize is Friday, September 29, 2023. Lottery prizes that expire become part of the net profit for the lottery, and they return to the Commonwealth distribution to all 351 cities and towns. Prizes up to $103,000 can be claimed at all lottery claim centers, which are located in Braintree, Dochester, Lawrence, New Bedford, West Springfield, and Worcester. Mass cash drawings are conducted 7 nights a week, the cost of each play a dollar. And to play, you have to pick out 5 of the 35 numbers, or choose Quick Pick, which randomly picks the 5 numbers for you. Tickets that match all 5 winning numbers selected in the drawing win the game's top prize. That'd be a nice little stocking stuffer, wouldn't it? Alrighty, well, we'll get ready for another visit before the big Christmas day, and I hope that you'll be with us for that right here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Enjoy the holiday for what it's worth. If you want to shop till you drop, that's your privilege. If you want to take it a little bit easier than that, I'm behind you 100%. But in any event, take care, be careful, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio. We will talk again.
Bum, 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 bum. Season's greetings from the shepherds. Happy holidays.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.